Hello, folks. How are you going? Welcome to Daughter Talks. My name's Adam Jacobs, and this is my chance to prepare myself for conversations I will be having with my darling little daughter. She's Aoife Daisy Jacobs is her name. She's, what, 9 weeks? 9 weeks old. She's going to be 3 months pretty soon, and I'm going to be like, right, you are ready to start making your own lunch for school. No, she's not, because she's not going to school. She's getting more aware of her environment, and pretty soon, oh, I reckon we're going to see some goo goo gaga. We're going to see some laughs. She does a lot of smiles. Oh, she loves to smile. She does. But one day she's going to be a big girl, and she's going to be asking Dad some questions. How about this? How about that? So I want to be prepared. When she comes to me and she does ask the big questions, I can say, sweetheart, let me say this to you right now. I recorded a podcast about that. So get online, love. No, I'm not going to say that, am I? But I'm not going to ask. I'm not going to explain to her how to re-grout the tiles in your bathroom. I'm not going to give her the advice on mowing the lawns. Like, any child of mine is going to know how to do those things anyway. Now, I'm talking about the harder questions that we forget to ask. We don't even think to ask them. So hopefully there's something here for you. Any parent out there who's looking down the barrel of some awkward moments with the kiddies when they start having the pennies drop. That's what happens, doesn't it? Oh, they start working it out. And they start working it out pretty early too. So today we're going to be talking about ambition. One day my little girl, she's going to come to me and say, Dad, should I follow my dreams? Ooh, that's a struggle for a lot of parents, because a lot of parents are like, that doesn't sound good. You know what sounds good? University, bachelor degree in some verifiable field of professional pursuit. That sounds good. If that's your dream, it's like the old joke, isn't it? Dad, can I follow my dreams? Of course you can, so long as your dream is to be a doctor. So, what do you say in those situations? Should I follow my dreams? Should I? Well, first things first, I am a dreamer, and that's what I do, and I probably always will be following my dreams. And my dream is to go on stage and tell jokes, I suppose. It's a bit more complicated than that. But that's basically it, and that is what I do. I do that as well as other stuff, because it doesn't, you know, it's not the most, it's not a cash cow situation, that's for sure. So, my answer to my daughter will be, yes, follow your dreams. Now, many of you are probably thinking to yourself, yeah, but if you can't survive on your dreams, then maybe they're just a hobby. Maybe it's just a hobby. All right. Now, the first thing to be said about that is that everything can be just a hobby. Absolutely everything. Well, that sounds weird, but it's true. Even the most mundane, boring tasks can be a hobby, because it's a mindset thing. It's the way you think about stuff that matters. You should follow your dreams, and this is more the point. The difference between a hobby and a non-hobby is the degree to which you're committed. Now, unfortunately, there is no word for non-hobby except for job, which there should be. There probably is a word. If I took a moment and thought about it, I'd probably come up with some word. A pursuit, an occupation. Occupation has an employment connotation to it, doesn't it? It's hard to get away from the fact that hobbies are a trivial thing and an amateuristic endeavour, and anything else that you do is your job. You know? And that's ultimately what she'll be struggling with. Well, there is a way around it. There's a way around that. There is a way to make those two worlds collide. And this is the sort of holy grail of the creative pursuits. And people think, really? I could be paid to do what I love, you know. It's all this sort of high order spiritual connection, life, energy, control thing, whatever. Forget about all that. Forget about all that wishy-washy nonsense. It's actually a lot more simple than that. Follow your dreams. And if you follow your dreams, you follow them 100% flat out. Now, that does not mean you give up your day job. It's not what I'm talking about. It's on your mind all the time, your pursuit. Even if it's just a background cogitation, which from what I do, which is write jokes, sometimes it's important that I forget about jokes. I step away. In the back of my mind, I know that there's some ideas always churning away. So when I go back to them, that's when I get the inspiration, you see. So there's ways and means of working creatively, and that's a separate conversation, really. So I won't get into that. Plus, anyone who is listening, I don't know if anyone is listening, you have your own processes anyway. So this works with any process. What matters is your time, your contact time with your pursuit. And that can be thinking time, it can be the actual practice of what you're doing, whatever it is, if you're learning an instrument or something, or learning to paint, and mind you, you're always learning, you never stop learning, by the way. Whatever it is, it's about the contact time. Keep the contact time up. And commit to the pursuit, commit to it. And then your dreams will come true. Now that sounds very simplistic. But there are conditions, and those things I've just said need qualifying. And this is where it gets hard for people, because they become fixated. And we become fixated because it's all part of the simple way, the survival mechanisms in our brain require us to operate at an instinctual or in terms of that feedback arc that makes us more the animal that's responding to our environment. That part of our brain requires us to distill and refine, simplify, which is perfect, which is great. The rational, sort of logical part of us, I believe, needs to be aware of what else is happening in the act of pursuing. So it works like this. Have an eye on your dream, whatever it is. You want to be the lead singer in a band. Have an eye on the dream. Pursue it. But be aware of everything else that is a part of that domain of experience. There are many professional and ancillary and associated roles that connect with this core ambition that you have. Be aware of all those things. Now, not so that you have some sort of fallback plan or whatever it might be. Firstly, if you are a painter, if you want to be a singer, if you don't have industry awareness, then you're not going to succeed. In fact, you most likely will be ripped off. So you need to know a little bit about everything. Don't resist the urge to do that. Don't think, look, I need not be distracted by any other parts of this mechanism because I will achieve my core ambition. That will be a recipe for failure. It will be. Let's just say it. It will be. Be aware of all the aspects, all the dimensions, all the moving parts of the industry in which you are interested in. Be aware of all those things.
And the reason why,
the reason why you maintain awareness of all those things is, as I said, not because you're programming yourself in a safety net or a parachute or something like that. No, you are aware of all those things because it excites in you more potential. And the strange thing is that after 10 or 20 years of pursuing something and you appear to be going nowhere, if you have industry awareness, suddenly you'll start feeling the desire to look at other aspects of the industry. And it won't, and it will probably be a little bit of a consequence of the feedback you get from your the core pursuit. Or it might not be anything to do with that. You might actually start cultivating a genuine interest and preference for some other aspect of the industry. Now, the people who make money in the, especially say we isolate for a moment, look at the entertainment industry, are the people who promote stuff and produce things. Really. They're the ones that make it, producers. Well, how did they get to that point? They didn't, when they were rocking around as a 13-year-old shooting, you know, videos on their dad's phone or camera or whatever, they weren't thinking, oh, I really like this behind the scenes organising stuff. This is what I want to do. Some people might have thought like that, but a lot of people don't think like that. They think, I want to be front and centre. Or I want to be director or something, you know. So these producer people do have an affinity with the work, with the type of work. But sometimes it has to be discovered. It has to be unearthed. They have to find it for themselves. And they often do that by pursuing and focusing on some other core part of the industry. And once they sort of get into that, they realise, oh, this is where I'm supposed to be in the in this industry. Whatever it is, the industry that you're in. It works in any industry. And they actually find a lot of more satisfaction and more validation in this other part of the industry. So the core pursuit existed as an enabler to help them find out what it is they're actually supposed to do. And that's essentially what it comes down to. It comes down to acknowledging that any interest you have in the industry, in any industry, is more often than not is a doorway into discovering what it is you're actually supposed to be doing. So it's great that you have an interest in an industry of some sort, whatever it might be. It's fantastic that you have a very specific focus that you want to pursue. And it's really, really important that you have experience, awareness, and you practice all the other aspects of the industry, because you want your unique combination of skills to find its place within it, which may not be where you are looking directly. There's a quote I've scribbled on my cafe that I go to near work. They let me scribble stuff on the wall. I wrote, my life could have gone one of two ways, but fortunately it didn't. There's another one I write too, I might be looking where I'm going, but that doesn't mean I'm going where I'm looking. Now, there'll be hardline, hardcore dudes out there saying, look, I'm not going to deviate from my pathway, and I'm not asking you to. I'm basically saying you need industry awareness. You may have all the ingredients of being successful at the core thing that you're focusing on. Fantastic. But have industry awareness so you don't get ripped off and abused in the first instance. And then also understand that you may actually find a lot more satisfaction in some other part of the industry. And you can't close the door to that, because if whatever the core pursuit does not work, then you end up bitter and confused because you haven't ever made the attempt to properly understand the industry that you're pursuing or you're interested in. And that's what I'll say to my sweetheart. I'll say, look, chase the dream, chase it hard, and keep an eye out on all the way through. Be learning about that, learning about this. I don't know how many of us would have thought Tom Cruise would be a producer. You know? Just sit on his throne and get sent scripts and learn the words and they hit record and away we go. That's it. But no, he's driving major franchise projects. Because back when he did Top Gun, way back then, he said to the dudes producing it, he said, I want to sit in on the production meetings. Not to chime in and not to have his 2 cents. He just sat there because he wanted to learn how to do it. And at some point, he might even go, nah, I'm not going to do that acting bizzo anymore. I doubt he'll ever say that. But he could, because he is a bona fide, experienced, very confident producer. Well, I'm a producer of this show, as well as its star. Thanks for tuning in. See you next time.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.